Pointless Podcast.
Log in the cake.
So another waste of your 20 minutes is upon us, and we're quite on a roll with these, and I guess because they're so easy to do, because it requires no prep.
We hate to interrupt your productivity.
Yes.
Is that what you think? That's what we're doing?
No.
You think
no.
Somebody's like,
I mean,
wow.
They can still be I think we're interrupting our productivity.
That wasn't happening either.
That's true.
No, we tried to be productive yesterday.
We had to pull Jared away from NBA basketball. Not even in real life. On a video
Xbox.
Game.
That's true.
Yeah,
I'm
on Xbox. You brought him in the fold.
I don't play fantasy games.
You're not leveling up.
But as long as it's a real world
base.
Guys, I'll tell you, I'm proud of the Xbox for you. It's turned you into men.
We can
talk basketball. We can talk boxing only because of Xbox.
That's true.
Dubious.
You even watched a boxing match.
I can pretend
but
that I know things.
We
you
drop.
Can fake it. It's
we
not Rigby Field.
Yeah, Rigby Field.
See, exactly. That's why I don't hang in those conversations. I can't do it, and I won't do it. Today, we don't have necessarily any good topic.
Or any topic at all.
But it didn't really have to be a good topic because whatever it is, I'm sure it will be twisted and sensationalized to the point where it's almost, it's the jaws of life for reality, really. We get reality into a car wreck, so to speak, and they have to get the jaws of life to, and then at that point it doesn't even resemble reality.
Can't even recognize it.
You can't even recognize it.
Yeah, is that real?
You know? Why was reality drinking when they got in the car? You know, they got in the car drunk, and now it's mangled. That's what I think that's the essence of every podcast is.
If there was no sensationalizing, podcast would last 3 minutes.
That's true.
Pretty much
bullshit sensationalizing.
Sorry. Hate to let the cat out the bag.
Sorry, it lasts 20,
or at least the paw.
And I think that's due to one person more so in particular than other. And since normally there's me. Me. I'm always saying some ridiculous mess.
Yes. Exactly. That gets him in trouble.
That gets me in trouble. And baby recalls.
And I have to pull him out.
You do.
You know, I have to dig him out.
You're the balanced one.
The voice of reason.
I am the voice of reason. I mean, he's always saying stuff, you know. And I have to say, wait a minute. You know? Hold on, sugar. That's a step in Milan. You not only stepped a trampoline to cross it.
You're reeling me in.
Yeah, I gotta bring him back to the topic at hand, because if you let him go, he'll just...
You're right, he does have a tendency to make up facts.
He makes up things. He makes up facts, you know? I mean, I you know, sometimes I have to filter stories through other people to really get what happened.
That's
you
true.
Know? It's true, you know?
Because every story of mine is not believable.
No.
Because there's a purple, you know, a purple dragon enters into the scene.
Right,
I
went
reason,
to Walmart on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes with me, and I can't help myself personally, because what actually happened is a little boring to me. I get bored.
Yeah.
I get bored with
you only
reality.
Met one transsexual, not three.
Right.
You know, you have to add that other one
yeah,
in
yeah.
there.
You always just have to shave off the top. You have to shave off the top.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not as funny. The truth sometimes is not as funny.
No, it's not.
You know? So, I mean, we're not encouraging you kids to lie, but we're not saying not to.
I'm saying lie. Because, and I'll tell you why. Telling the truth has never gotten me anywhere.
It's that now that is true.
And now I'm just habitual. I will lie about anything. Yes, I love you.
Yeah.
Of course I love you. That's mainly with girls. I like lying to girls about anything and everything.
And you should.
You
have to, really.
Is it getting too sarcastic?
This is bad.
It's getting too sarcastic.
I don't think you have a choice.
Oh, really, Todd? Do you love me?
Do you love
me?
Of course I love you.
Jessica.
What?
Jesse.
Is that?
Brandy.
I love you.
Who?
And I've always felt that way. From the first time I was dating your sister and I saw you in the other room, it's like I'm in love with both these bitches.
You should just marry them both.
Okay, we've got it's
what are we talking
move
about?
Here. Yeah, you have a tendency to talk to the side of the mic. I hate to see you having sex. Like, where are you trying to put it?
I'm all over the place.
You're all over the place. It's like in between toes.
You're going
and
down on her armpit.
What?
You know,
you're looking at her armpit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
You like that? That's my armpit.
What's the secret? I want to know what the hell the secret is in that,
you know.
Deodorant.
It's amazing. I never knew there were, you know.
What is the, what's the big secret?
Funny
what
that I didn't secret? Even know it was her armpit.
You didn't.
You, well, it's, you know, it's a
that's my problem.
You thought she was moaning instead of giggling.
Yeah. I failed biology and geography.
Geography of the body.
Oh, oh heyo.
Wow.
Yeah.
This
I don't
is
know.
Terrible.
It is pretty terrible.
I'm not saying anything. I'm
just waiting for Anthony to take over.
Oh, and be ridiculous. Well,
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes, that is something. She has tits.
Wow.
Had.
Well, she still has them.
Dead breast is what we'll call them.
There's some maggot in love right
now. Oh, God. I'm going to have to cut you off this there. Wow, we found another line. This is the worst.
This is the most pointless cod.
You can't even pronounce it.
It's so bad.
We went out to eat the other night, and they were still showing junk about Anna Nicole Smith on television. And it just kind of blows my mind, because really, what did she do? She got naked in a magazine, and past that, she didn't do anything.
Well, she married an old guy and got all his money.
That's not doing something.
You know.
Is not?
I was disappointed to find out that I wasn't the father.
Of the baby,
because I'd put my name in the hat.
In the hat.
The genetic hat.
Well, I mean, everybody else is like, I'm the kid's father. I was like, me too. I got a shot.
Everybody's got a shot.
I got a shot. I could have some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
You think?
Money. Blow a shot, get a shot.
Just money. Wow.
You know?
No, I like it.
I walked in, quit my job, and said, I'm out. I'm the father.
And then you realize, then they realize it wasn't you, and you're like, just playing.
Hey, you remember all those jokes about me quitting?
Not so much. I'm back.
Just kidding. Jokes.
Jeffrey has your desk now.
His
Jerry, he's like, Jerry, why you being so bad?
Why you being so bad? Why you being so bad?
He just holds a banana in front of the extras.
I wonder how lost someone would be if they just skipped and said, you know what, I think I'm going to listen to Pointless Podcast 4, you know, and didn't hear the first
few.
They'd
be pretty lost.
I think they'd be, because there's a lot of boomerang jokes, as we call them.
Well, thank God for that. Let's hope they don't.
I like how you made it sound planned.
What?
We just got like 7 jokes, and we just keep bringing them back. It's not like it's, we'll link them back, and that'll make them people want to go to watch other episodes.
Doubtful.
Yeah, I doubt it. But, you know.
I think it's true. 70-40.
70-40? All right, very good. First boomerang of the day.
Yeah.
I've got a small pointless story I just, for no reason, thought about today. But a long time ago, I came up with a word called emparficate. It's not an actual word, but I mean, it'll spawn a discussion about how the English language is completely made up by man. Well, some people will fight you. They
as
think
opposed
that
to other languages.
What I'm saying is some people will fight you on words and what you can do with them. But
I just thought fight you on whether or not the English language was made up by man.
It almost gets to that point. Like it's some ethereal thing that's set in stone.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. I was being ridiculous.
Webster created it.
Emparficate is a word that does not exist. I don't talk about black people this time.
I
just don't want to hear anything racist out of your mouth.
You mentioned Webster.
Can I have one podcast where you don't offend me?
He mentioned Webster. I said I love him.
I know, and it was sarcastic because he's black.
That's what I'm saying. I can't
just
like,
deal with your racism.
I can't like black people now.
No,
you're not saying that.
Emparficate. Let me finish my pointless thing. Emparficate was a made up word, and the definition was meaning to when you mention something in front of someone else, kind of like an inside joke, and they didn't know what it was. So by the very act of emparficating, you know, the very act of it was confusing. To emparficate is using something in front of someone they didn't know what it meant, but using the word emparficate in and of itself was an emparfication because no one knew what that word meant because it didn't really exist. And we actually used it in front of people for a little while, and other people started using the word, not knowing that it wasn't a real word. So
it was like an experiment.
It was an experiment.
A sociology experiment.
For like 2 weeks. And for some reason, I thought about it today. I don't know why. I have nothing. That's it, man. I mean,
done.
That's
ding.
There's no good story to that. I just thought that was interesting.
So unless people listen to podcasts, you're saying we're imparficating.
Right. Exactly. Like the boomerangs, yeah. That would be an imparfication, yes. I guess that's the relevance.
Could maybe one day hindsight. It'll be a word.
And one day it could be. I mean, they're adding ain't into, you know, unabridged dictionaries and whatnot.
We're from Mississippi. Ain't's been a word our whole life.
It's
our whole
exactly. Life. Well, at one point, if enough people use it, like, it didn't irregardless make it into a dictionary?
I'm sure. Well, I mean, bling is in the dictionary.
Regardless
bling.
Of the fact that irregardless is a word, is not a word.
Yeah. I mean, anything is, I mean, what is it? But the whole thing is that, what is a word? I mean, it's such a tangible thing for them to say. It's like, one person decides, like, okay, we've decided enough people have incorrectly said this. Now it's official. It's something now.
Yeah.
I think you said on one of the other podcasts where, like, if you do something bad enough, long enough, it becomes acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. If you do something incorrect for a while, I mean, you know, when I was a Catholic priest, I kept doing it, and finally they promoted me. You know?
It
wasn't racist. That was very nice.
At least it wasn't racist.
Not just pedophile. Well, to all you kids in school, love it up. So, you know, I've decided that I'm going to talk about girls for a second. And
1 second.
Just one.
I'm timing you.
Ready? And go. But you have to count it.
Go.
Slowly.
Go.
Okay. I kind of hate them. You know, I mean, I hate to say it. I felt that now would be the time to discuss it. And I seem to always get myself in trouble. I worry about things that really don't matter because of girls. Like, ultimately, I mean, you know, they're like coffee filters.
Here we go. Here we go. I love these analogies.
Life is like a ripe banana.
Okay, a coffee filter. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes they serve their purpose. You know, sometimes.
Okay.
What?
No. Okay. Continue. Okay. No.
I want to hear all of this.
I should have said anything.
I want to hear all of this.
I want to hear all of this.
You should. Sometimes they serve their purpose.
Uh-huh.
And you get rid of them.
God.
So you're looking for the coffee machine with the permanent filter.
Yeah, I want a permanent filter. You know, why don't they make
that? Is that an analogy for marriage? You're looking for the one.
I guess so. Because there should be a coffee pot. You know, with enough filters for everyone.
Well, they make them with the permanent filter that aren't disposable.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, they're not readily accessible.
I mean, you can't
people.
Find them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They're more expensive.
Well, and they're more expensive.
Much more expensive.
Yeah, so it's like, why can't you meet a girl that wants simple things that is, you know, get your value worth, you know? Yeah. You know, I want a dollar menu girl with the extra value meal quality.
What?
That doesn't exist.
And it's still a fast food analogy. I still want a fast food girl.
I said, well, I don't want a classy girl. I mean, that's a lot of work involved. You know, I mean, those classy girls.
How many classy girls have we met in this area, though?
I don't even know if I have met a classy one. I mean, if they did, they're probably married, and I just slept with them, and then.
Well, see, at least Jared's kind of out in the real world, and
yeah,
he's in a your job actually lends itself to meeting people. Not that yours doesn't.
But our area, he meets classy people.
Wow,
you know,
how do you know that?
I was hanging out with Johnny Depp, and you know, Meg Ryan hung out with me.
Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean you're classy. What are you?
I'm a carny.
About?
I work.
You
kind of
are a carny.
Yeah, small hands.
But the people I meet are like, you know, I'm looking for this song, I want to F you or whatever, you know, so I don't really want,
what?
That's not classy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't sell music to classy people.
I thought that's why we were doing this.
To sell music to classy people?
Yeah.
Or to meet girls?
No, I mean, isn't that why anybody does, you said, oh, you know, I want this song, so I want to F you, isn't that why, you know, everybody wants to do music?
I guess. I don't know, I mean, is that why you do music?
I mean...
Is that what I do?
That's why.
Is music
that's
what
why
you
I'm
do?
Big.
Well, that's why I'm hot.
That's why I'm hot.
I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot because I'm fly.
Well, you go through phases, sir, where you don't want to get married ever.
Oh, I know. I go through phases where, like, I want to F everything in my path,
mm-hmm.
And then there's other times where, like, I'm just never having sex.
Now, when you say F, is that stand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fornicate.
Ah.
Wow.
Ah, I was quick. I like that. I was quick. All right.
Well, the other half is working overtime. I didn't work it in. So.
Okay, I'm not explaining that one. Just keep going.
The zebra cake is in effect.
Ooh.
Yeah, hey.
Anyway.
Anyway. So, yeah, I go through phases where I want to fornicate everything. And then there's other times where I'm just like, I'm never going to fornicate another thing.
Ever. Thing. That's how he leaves it so
not
open.
Not just a woman.
Well,
or even like, a man.
Not even animate objects. Just anything.
That Pepsi bottle with the new design is kind of looks like a girl. It's a little top heavy, a little slender, kind of fills out at the bottom.
Never
nice
again.
Home.
Boo.
Never again.
Boo.
Never
again. Boo. Next joke.
Stop looking at me, Pepsi.
Quit taunting me with your ribbed top.
Well, you and I have a problem dating people around here necessarily because it's hard to find someone who can, one, keep up with how ridiculous we actually are.
Yes.
And
do you think 20 minutes is bad?
Yeah. This is all day long.
This is all day long. I mean, shoot.
It's pretty ridiculous what we actually talk about. This is very close to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's more extreme. I mean,
it's a little more extreme.
No holds barred. I mean, if there's something to discuss,
we're going
to
talk about it.
We're going to talk about it. I mean, and honestly, that's the way I feel like people should be, within reason, you know? That's what
really?
I think people should be no holds barred within reason. Who decides the reason?
Wow, whose gauge is that?
I think I should do it. I think Anthony Washington, president.
Well, I believe you should be open and honest. And be if someone is your friend, you should be able to talk to them about almost anything.
Or not your friend. You should just be able to...
No, I don't... No. Because, okay, some cat walks up to you and wants to talk about his lump on his testicle.
I would converse with him.
You would, but you're not most people.
I would totally talk to the cat and be like, I'm really sorry, you know?
I'm really sorry
about... Is there any kind of salve I can put on it?
Salve.
Any kind of cream?
Anthony Washington, reason censor.
Yes, because people, they don't want... It's like, you can't... I'd rather have the all than the nothing. I'm sorry. Because
like information.
I'm a fan of multimedia.
But this is also how you get yourself in those situations where you're like, how do I meet these people?
That's probably true because I'm so open.
These people are attracted to me.
You're a nutmeg.
It's because somebody says I have the lump on my testicle and I'm so sorry. Tell me about it. How did you get it?
I just have a picture of my testicles from a MySpace profile picture. So I just try to be open and put it out there. I want people to know what they're getting into.
Just let them know right away.
Yeah. What they're getting into.
Hi, I'm Anthony. Here's my reference sheet.
Yeah, exactly. This is what I did.
Here's a picture of my figs. I just want to be open with you.
I don't think we can continue this relationship unless you see what my figs look like.
But you know what? This is my thing. It's like, you know, it's like girls that have all these rules, and I don't know if we have enough time to discuss this.
I didn't set my alarm, but I'm watching the thing from now.
I mean, this is my problem. It's like girls that have all these rules about their body. I can't stand it. Like, it really
rules
bothers
like
me.
What? Like, don't
like,
touch
don't
me there?
Don't touch me there.
Yeah, don't touch me there.
He doesn't like that.
You can't defile this part of my body. You know, it's like, this is exit only. That kind of stuff is just, it turns...
just because...
All of these crazy rules.
It's some BS. And it's, you know, if I owned a lot of land, I would build all over it. There wouldn't be a part of land that I would say to myself.
So you're equating a woman's body to land that
what
she
is.
Would own?
Well, real estate.
It's
unused real estate.
It's unused real estate.
Untapped resources.
I mean, how many times have you told a girl, just because Space Mountain is closed doesn't mean that the log ride is?
Exactly.
How many times I got to say it?
That's every day.
That's not mine. I can't take credit for that.
That's funny.
I can't take credit for that, boo. It was so bad it was somebody else.
No, it's good. No, I like it. I think it's funny.
No, it's true. It's like, why do they have all these rules? It's like they
because everybody's got rules.
I mean, yeah, but they're normally backwards. It's like I'll sleep with you.
Backwards.
But they're ass backwards. It's like
Really?
Is that word? It's ass backwards because they can say they can do one thing, like I'll put my mouth on this, but I won't put it on this. But I'll sleep with you first.
Notice how he's only talking about sexual things. He's not even talking about personal boundaries. Like I don't really want to talk about my dead cat or.
But you know, but most of the girls that I end up dating aren't really that personal. Like, about other things that they should be personal about. Like, they'll just open up and be like, yeah, I slept with 80 people. But, you know, they won't let you know that you can't...
Touch them there.
Yeah, you can't do this to that.
But you know I have to mention that you don't like people touching your face.
Yeah, just that's like you've my got eyes. But that's it.
Just my eyes. Just don't touch... Well, they've... Just don't put it in my rear. I mean, they've
are
got
these
things.
Really conversations you should have over a value meal?
Pretty much.
Over a value meal.
Oh, so if you... I took you out to Ruby Tuesdays.
All right.
No, that's not a value meal.
That's when you're breaking the
Well, you said you wanted a dollar menu kind of girl, not a value
meal. Well, that's the thing is, it's a dollar menu. They should have even less problems and qualms about this. The classier ones should do it. All the classy ones are like whores.
So you're saying that the unclassy ones so should you're not saying have any boundaries whatsoever. Exactly.
Well, they would be classy if they did.
You want all or nothing. If you would exactly. you prefer a classy woman that had all these things, but if she was classy?
Well, my thing is that I don't mind if there's a classy girl. I don't mind sacrificing some of the rules and regulations for the personification of classiness. Now,
what?
Yeah.
For the image of classiness.
For the image of classiness. But now, if you're going to go with a girl that's, you know, cheap, why should you have to, like, suffer for cheap quality, but have to, like, you know, deal with all these rules and regulations?
You're all or nothing.
I really do hate that. Like, if you're going to be, like, when I meet you, either we're sleeping that day or we're not sleeping for a year.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Pointless podcast.
Walking the cake.